Blog Talk Radio.
We worship. I love to worship. I love to worship. I love to worship you alone. I love to worship.
Being able to do that, just worshiping and praising him and being so grateful for him, just loving on him as he loved on us. And so I'm so glad to be here today to just humble myself, get down on my knees, and I'm going to do that. And I pray that you join me in just surrendering and just giving it all to him. Giving God what he deserves. He's been so good to us. We're still here. We are blessed to still be here and to make a difference and to share with the world about our Heavenly Father. I'm so grateful. I watch my friends get baptized today, and one of the people were a man in my Bible study group, and I'm so blessed. Just because of his heart, he's already been baptized before, but he wanted to do it again because he wanted to cleanse himself again and just show the world that he loves Jesus. it's so powerful to watch that and to know that people love God so much that they are willing to just give it all up. Wash away my sins, please. I go down as a sinner and I come up as a man of God, chasing after Jesus. Thank you for washing away my sins. My father baptized me twice. And I don't know why twice, but it was a beautiful opportunity for me to be baptized by my father, first of all, but also to be so in love with my Heavenly Father and learn. I learned so much about him from my father, my earthly father, and my mother. And I'm so grateful for it. And that's why I love to worship, as Jonathan Butler so eloquently sings this song for us here in the background. Hey, everybody, welcome to Solar Records Radio. And thank you. We're going to praise him today. We're going to praise him together. And so we're going to just take some time and to marinate, right? To marinate. I always say that. Let's marinate on Christ. You know how we do our food, right? This is spiritual food. This is good for our souls. Man, and God is good like that. And I'm so blessed because he's good like that. And I love him because of who he is. And I just pray that, you know, you guys, you know, you have your own relationship with him. And sometimes that we, in our relationship, we need to learn how to be still. Because sometimes, let me get up here. Sometimes we are caught up in so, there's so much drama, so many things going on in the world. And it can get confusing. And I heard a couple of people say some things today about, like, how do you know which way to go? You know, like, we see at the end game, as far as the Bible is concerned, God reigns and he will reign and he's going to win this battle for us. And we're going to all, you know, be lifted up to him and back with him. And so one of my friends says, so, but what does that mean for us right now? Like, where do we go now? How do we handle, how do we, you know, do we, if we see injustice, are we supposed to do something about it? Or are we supposed to just praise God in it? What are we supposed to do? How do we deal with the things that are in front of us now? And I thought, wow, that's really a good question. And I was like, wait, but I know one thing that we do is that we praise him and we learn more about him. So we will learn as to what he would want us to do in these situations. And a lot of times we take on things ourselves. We take on burdens ourselves and we create a bigger problem because we won't let God. We just decide we're going to take care of it and we're going to handle it and it become more messy. And so I just think that, you know, as you're trying to think through these things, as you're trying to figure out your way, you're trying to figure out what exactly it is that Jesus would have us to do. How do we be a blessing to the kingdom? And how do we keep ourselves on track with the Holy Spirit as it's directing us and redirecting us constantly to be closer to our Heavenly Father? How do we do these things? So I believe that sometimes we need to be still. We need to be still long enough so we can listen and understand what God is telling us to do. Because, you know, when my friend said that, I couldn't give him the answer to that question. It was such a good question. Well, what do we do? And I wanted to tell him, don't do anything. Just trust God in it. But I don't know. I don't know either. And so I wanna meditate with you. And because I know a lot of us are in situations right now. You know, what will I do? Do I quit this job? I feel violated. I feel like, you know, I should have got that position. You know, I was next in line. Or I feel mistreated, overlooked. Or I feel, you know, uncomfortable with my boss because I think my boss has no integrity and he or she are looking at me in ways that are making me uncomfortable. You know, and so what do we do? How do we manage spiritually in an ungodly world? How do we know what's right and what's wrong? Well, we need to meditate. We need to be still and trust God in it. And so yesterday I had Howard Hewitt's niece come onto my show. Yesterday I interviewed her about her book. And if you go to my show from yesterday, you'll see all the information there. It's on my page. It's in my group page as well. And it's kind of all over the place. And if you know Debbie Reynolds, she manages this. She's a partner with them in management. And I'm not sure exactly, but I know she's an assistant and she's helping. She's the one that brought Tiffany to me to interview. And wow, well, I was really blown away. I was blown away. So Tiffany Bino, thank you for coming in yesterday and blessing us. Now, this lady is writing an amazing book, but Lord, she can sing. She has been blessed. And her conversation was such a blessing. So I want you to hear her, Tiffany Bino, sing this song, Be Still. This is a Christian song that she has, and it's just beautiful. And so I want you to meditate at the same time on like, what exactly do you want me to do? You know, and this is where it starts. This is not the conclusion. This is where it starts. And I want you guys to continue to do this, to meditate on Christ and let him help you to know what's best for you. Okay, so let's take a listen and we'll be back.
Don't you give in, wait till the morning comes. I know things been weighing you down, but trust in him. For all things work together for those who love him. And refine you pure as gold. Just be still and know that I am God.
Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you. We love you. We love you.
This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, and now is, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Guys, I'm just telling you, like, when we're confused, when we're in that state of not knowing, stay still and trust God. He will give you the answer. He will bless your heart. You will feel it in your soul. You will know right then and there, this is what he's telling me to do. And you got to trust him in the walk. So, guys, let me pray for us. Thank you. Thank you. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus. Heavenly Father, the great I am. We love you. And we're so grateful for you. We thank you so much for blessing us. Thank you for being so amazing. Thank you for creating the earth. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for loving us and guiding us through all of this life that we go through, not knowing but walking forward and trusting that you got us. Thank you for giving us that. Thank you for giving us your scriptures. Thanks for the Bible. Thanks for guiding our steps. Thanks for looking after us and caring enough about what we do before we even do it. God, you're so good. Thank you for our instincts. Thank you for the fear that you build inside of us to protect ourselves. Oh God, you're so good, and we can't imagine what it would be like that day when we get to sit next to you or be where you are. You are so awesome, and I crave that moment to be able to say, Father, Father, thank you. Thank you so much. For this world had nothing else to give me. But you were there and you guided me. You led me home. And I thank you so much for giving us Jesus. Father, right now I just want to ask your special blessings over this world. I know you created this space for us. But there's so much evil in it right now. People are so confused and so mean to one another. Can you please, Father, redirect people's thinkings, their mindsets, and put them on the track of love? Teach us to be like you. We need it so much right now. It's so ugly out here. It's so painful to watch the news and watch people hurt each other and destroy one another and be so deceptive and living lies, walking every day in a lie. Father, we just ask you right now in Jesus' name to protect the innocent. You know who they are. There are people that are confused right now. They don't even know what the truth is. Father, please bless their hearts. Reveal yourself to them. Quicken those people that are misleading people and let them turn around and say, I'm sorry I misled you. This is the truth. Jesus is the truth. This is what's really going on. Thank you, God. Thank you. Please, there's so many people that are hurting right now in hospitals that are dying from this COVID. People that are sick because of cancer. People that are sick because of diabetes. People that are sick for dementia. Father, there's so many diseases that are just taking your people out, Father. We just ask that you just bless them right where they are. Heal their bodies. Heal their bodies. We love you so much and we thank you right now for everything you do in advance, because we know that you are faithful. We know that you're a good God. We know that you look out for us. We are yours and we thank you for coming back for us. We love you so much and we lift your name. We lift your holy name. Oh, every day, Father, we thank you so much. Thank you for being the great I am. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. We ask all our blessings in the name of Jesus Christ and his holy name. So good. You're so good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But sing with all of heaven. before my eyes. I'll let it take my breath away. A million angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth it.
Thank you so much. I hope that God is working with you as he is working with me. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And if you came in late, you can always go back and listen to the show in the archives. We have many shows in the archives. But, you know, it's so important that we get our walk right with Christ and that we're patient in the storm and that we listen to him and not what others are telling us, but what God is telling us to do. So have a blessed week. Take care of yourselves and love God and love people. I want to play a song that I wrote on my record, and it is called That's Why You're My King. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and I want to thank you again. Have a blessed, beautiful week. God bless you.
gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real.